On this episode, it's all about dining as we return to Beer Garden, help close down Trails End, and visit Boma for breakfast. Today is April 21st, 2023, and this is episode 558 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and as always, I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys!
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. And then if you hit that subscribe button, you'll get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. This episode is all about dining, and we would have not gotten a lot of this dining if it were not for Mouse Dining, because they remove the frustration of booking Disney dining reservations, alerting you when they spot availability for your desired restaurant, date, meal, and time. Visit msmfriends.com to use this free service. So, Rhonda, I believe this is the most table service restaurants we've done on a given trip, possibly, at one a day, which is a lot for us.
And they are all you care to enjoy.
Yeah. Every last one of them.
Yes.
So, yeah. I'm still full.
Right.
We got to do it all again tomorrow or today when people are listening.
Oh, but praise God, we're not doing all you can enjoy, right?
No, we are not. So we're going to have a lot of trip review dining style episodes here coming. And if you go back to the last one, you'll hear all about our trip to Ride the Float at Mardi Gras over at Universal, staying at the Holiday Inn at the entrance to Universal, as well as Saratoga Springs. This one is the same trip, but now we're focusing on dining. As you listen to this on Friday, we're recording on Thursday. Tomorrow, we are heading down for our anniversary weekend.
Yay.
Happy early anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
17 years on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And on that date, we will be doing Rainforest Cafe over at Animal Kingdom's breakfast for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited because the menu looks great. I'm already set. They have, I think it's called their Viper Breakfast Pizza. That is like a Mexican style breakfast pizza. Yeah.
Okay.
They do have some sort of shrimp and grit, I believe.
I will stick with that.
So
hope that it's good and hope that.
Yeah.
There's no. I hope it doesn't taste funny.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's Rainforest Cafe. It'll be interesting, but you're going to hear about that. You're going to hear about our anniversary dinner at Narcoosie's.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about that. But that's not what today is about. Today is about returning to Beer Garden. It mm-hmm. is about being some of the last groups of diners at Trails End Restaurant at Fort Wilderness.
Aww.
And then it is about our first Boma breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So let's kick it off with Beer Garden.
Okay.
And what we were doing Beer Garden for was the Garden Rocks concert series, because we wanted to get the dining package. I wanted guaranteed seating and early seating to see Blue October on their 5:30 show on
Spoiler alert, I don't think we needed any of it, unfortunately, did we?
No.
Were you sad about that? Were you happy and sad?
No, because it got us back to Beer Garden, and we had a wonderful group, ended up being 9 of us.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to Sharon, who on the dining day, the 60 days out,
yes,
was able to secure this. There was not a lot of availability, is the crazy part.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was able to secure Beer Garden. And I was like, you know what? That is going to be such a perfect spot for a group.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go back a few episodes, I want to say it was episode 393. We dined at Beer Garden. I did not give it a raving review.
No, you didn't.
So we'll see how it goes this time around.
Okay.
But if you are interested in the Garden Rocks series, and you do just want to guarantee that seat, and you do get early seating, which will get you up closer to the band and to the stage, and maybe you just want to try out something new that you normally wouldn't do,
right?
Highly recommend this package. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. And there's nice because it's many restaurants.
Yeah.
Like Coral Reef and Beer Garden and Akershus?
Yeah, Akershus is part of it. So what you're going to get is a meal at one of the participating restaurants. For Spice Road Table, it actually includes 2 small plates, a shared dessert platter, and then a non-alcoholic beverage. All the other participating restaurants, it includes an appetizer, an entree, and the dessert, or one of those full buffet or family style meals, and then a non-alcoholic beverage, and then one guaranteed seat per person to one of the Garden Rocks concert series on that same day.
Mm-hmm.
Garden Rocks series every night are 5:30, 6:45, and 8 p.m. This is running throughout the entire International Flower and Garden Festival from March 1st to July 5th. All right, let's talk some pricing. And we will do both adult and child pricing. What is the pricing, Rhonda, for an adult at Akershus Royal Banquet Hall?
It is $74 per adult and $48 per child.
What is Beer Garden looking like?
Only $60 per adult and $34 per child.
We have Coral Reef Restaurant.
And that's $69 per adult and $27 per kid.
Garden Grill.
Yeah, that's only $66 per adult, $43 per kid.
All right, big timers, the Ballers, Le Cellier Steakhouse.
Ooh, $95 per adult, $36 per child.
Now, there is a walk-up option day of, which includes Regal Eagle Smokehouse, the craft drafts and barbecue. What does that look like? This honestly would have been perfect had
but
we had
was,
known that
right.
It wasn't going to sell out all the shows.
Right, and this is only $35 per adult and $20 per child.
Then we have Rose and Crown Dining Room.
$59 per adult and $25 per child.
And finally, Spice Road Table.
Which is $47 per adult, $20 per child.
Yeah, so if you're thinking about that same-day dining package with Regal Eagle, it's basically a walk-up that morning to see what availability there is.
Okay.
They are reserving availability, so you may just want to get there early. You know, again, this is one of those things when we talk about Candlelight Processional, we could talk about Eat to the Beat. A lot of it depends on the popularity of who's performing. We have definitely in the past needed the dining package for Blue October. Now,
yeah.
This is coming out of 2 weeks of the busiest times with the spring breaks and Easter. So I think a lot of people had potentially checked out and gone home. And maybe mm-hmm. that's why there were seats for every show. And,
yes.
And I went to all of them.
You
and,
did.
And we can talk about that in a few. But let's move on to Beer Garden. So what type of food is this, Rhonda?
Well, it's located in the World Showcase, obviously, in the German Pavilion. It is buffet. You do get your annual pass holder discount and your Disney Visa card membership percentage off. And you only get 10% on the annual pass
yeah.
and that.
And that is only, so we're gonna run through some of the pricing for the standard meal. If you just were to go for the buffet, you're not doing a dining package because you do not get 10% off your dining package.
Oh.
Remember? Because we asked.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah. You do not get it off the dining package, but we're going to still run through
paying.
This a little bit. No, that's true. That's true.
The times is lunch is at 12 p.m. to 3:55 p.m. Then dinner is from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. But the menu doesn't change.
No,
so
it does not.
That's just your dinner and lunch times.
Yep.
Your standard pricing is $49 per adult plus tax and gratuity, and then $27 per child plus tax and gratuity.
Yeah. So when you're looking at this being $60 per adult for the Garden Rock series, you're basically paying an extra $11
yeah.
to have that guaranteed seating. I'm perfectly fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great. So let's start off a little bit with the atmosphere and seating. Again, we have this wonderful group of nine mm-hmm. friends, now family. How do you like the whole atmosphere? And we did have the band back. We did not have that when we went that year and a half ago or so. We did not have the full,
yeah.
we did not have the full experience back. I'll say that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, it was really cool because they do have large, large tables that you can sit at that housed all 10. Well, if there was 10 of us,
yeah.
you know, 10 to a table, which was really cool. Yeah, it kind of seems like you're outside, but in a dusk setting,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a German town.
Yeah.
And you got some German singers and some cool stuff going on.
Yeah. When you talk about sitting up to those 10 people at a table, I think that's the biggest advantage with a large group because you have so many places they're going to have to split you up.
Yeah.
And, I'll go back to like when we got to eat at Topolino's in that back room. We all got to actually sit at the
that
same
was cool.
table was so cool. But,
yep.
you know, if you're all of a sudden splitting parties,
yep.
which I understand, it's just not the same.
Correct.
You know, you might as well have just gone as a party of five and a party of five or something like that.
Right.
So I really liked the fact that we could all sit at a table. Now, the only downfall is maybe you've got somebody on one end of the table, somebody on the other end of the table. It's a little hard to communicate, especially with music going on. But we were there to just, you know, have an excellent time, which we absolutely did.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So why don't you go through, because they'll yell at us if we don't mention them, who joined us all on this wonderful lunch? You have to think around the table, don't you?
I do, because I'm like, well, we had Sharon, of course. And shout out to Sharon. She actually was there for the run.
Yeah.
And she did all three runs
and killed it.
She did amazing.
Yeah, congratulations.
So congratulations on that. So, yeah, so she was the one to get us dining. We had Rachel and Olivia and Chuck and Amy and Barbara, Figgy, as people know, Figgy and Mark, mm-hmm. Daniel.
And the two of us.
And me and you.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's all nine of
us.
I
did it.
Well
done.
It was so much fun.
It was.
And I was going into it thinking, all right, I didn't love this place the last time. And in general, I don't tend to just love buffets for the simple fact that you can sometimes go up and you just, you know, you don't know if that food's been there for, you know, 5 seconds or 5 minutes or 50 minutes sometimes. And, you know, you don't know if you're getting the freshest of ingredients at that point. And so while I was a bit hesitant to go back and try the food, I was not hesitant at all for the atmosphere and the friends that were joining us.
Right.
So that part I was super excited for. But let's talk about the food and some of the offerings that are on here and what all, because when we went last time, the first time, mm-hmm. I think we made a point to be like, all right, we're going to get like a bite of everything here.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this time, I don't know if you were the same, I put my focus on things that I like wanted to eat.
Correct.
Not that I thought I had to
eat.
Okay.
Ditto.
So what types of things are available? What did you have? Are there things you enjoyed? Are there things you did not enjoy this?
Well, they always have this salad portion of it. Mm-hmm. Salad, when I say salad, salad bar, where I mean you have all kinds. Like you might have a potato salad and you might have a macaroni salad, and then you have an actual leaf salad where mm-hmm. then you can add stuff, and then so
sausage, admit there, I mean, or I mentioned there is a cold sausage
there was
salad.
I did not eat that.
I did not either,
but I did get the potato salad.
Okay,
that was fantastic. I think I ate some of the macaroni salad. I'm trying to remember. I think I steered away from the bread this time because I was like, I want to eat everything else.
Okay, you're glossing over by using only the word bread. Because at the end of the salad station,
you go ahead.
Is the beer cheese soup in the tiny little pretzel
rolls? Oh, I got beer cheese
rolls.
Soup, but yeah. I didn't get the bread.
How did you enjoy the beer cheese soup?
It's fantastic.
I mean, it's what's in the Canadian Pavilion
pretty much.
Food and Wine. It's from
really
basically
good.
Same as Le Cellier.
Really good.
The pretzel rolls are so good. I limited myself to one and they're tiny.
Yeah.
But I wanted more and more and more.
Wow.
Let's move on to some of the meats and the proteins.
Yeah. They had sausage and schnitzels, kibasa.
Yep,
yeah.
Schnitzel.
We
had meatballs.
Meatballs.
With a gravy to go with them.
Sauerkraut, which I ate that.
Did you?
And the sausage or the
kielbasa?
Yeah.
Was that good together?
So good.
Okay.
So good.
See, and you can even take that and put it on the pretzel bun. Make your own
yeah,
pretzel
no,
slider.
Because I was... All right, spoiler alert. I did not eat a single thing after I ate here the rest of the day.
I know.
Like, I hurt myself.
Yeah, you were...
Like, I seriously needed to walk. I was happy that we stood the whole time. All right, back to... So they had potatoes. I got potatoes. Those were warm potatoes this time.
They were very good. They were like,
they were
I mean, like
really
potato
good.
Wedges. They were delicious. Mm-hmm. A little bit of onion, I believe, in them, some seasoning. They were very, very mm-hmm. good. There was a schnitzel, as we mentioned, a pork schnitzel
mm-hmm.
with the gravy
good.
That went with it.
I didn't get the gravy, but I ate the schnitzel.
Oh, you didn't? Mm-hmm. There was a noodle gratin, whole thing of assorted desserts. What was possibly your favorite thing that you had during this lunch throughout everything?
I did go back. Probably the kielbasa, probably.
With the sauerkraut?
Or maybe some of the sausage, because I got some of the sausage, too.
Yeah.
I just ate the meats.
Everything. That was the thing. And you stuck to so many meats.
I did. I ate so many meats. And then I ate. Well, it was funny because then I ate so many meats and then I was ready to go get dessert. Mm-hmm. And on the kid menu.
That's right.
Or the kid side, they have some good kid stuff. Well, they also have potato pancakes and sauerkraut. I love potato pancakes. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and get this. And I think I got potato pancake and sour cream. And I can't remember if I went ahead.
Mac and cheese.
I got some mac and cheese.
You got mac and cheese because you gave me the burnt ends.
Okay, because I couldn't remember because the kid looked good. I couldn't remember if I got another piece of meat with that because I really liked the meat. And I came back and I ate it. And then I was like, okay, now I'm going to go get dessert. And of course they had that like an apple strudel pie that was so good. And then I had, there was a couple of other things.
Did you do the, like the fudge brownie with the icing and the pretzel?
I didn't do that one.
I had that one.
Did something else and now I can't remember.
Some form of cheesecake.
I wish there was a picture.
I know. I took a picture of my regular plate, but not the dessert plate or the dessert bar area. It's so interesting when you're trying to like capture information from a buffet like that and catch photos and all, because there's so many people like lined up.
Yeah.
You know, that you don't want to like just bottleneck everybody.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody's wondering what my thoughts were. I stand 100% by my last review based on the experience that I had. This was so much better. The quality I felt was better.
I'm so confused. You just said you stand by 100% of what you said last time?
Based on that experience, yes. I'm not going to take any of that back. Last time was not as good as this time.
Oh.
It flat out wasn't for me.
Okay.
And this time was so much better. And I'm so glad that it was.
Okay.
And I would like to think that either I was having an off day or they were having an off day the last time we went.
Okay.
You know, and we've talked about it is hard sometimes to give restaurants at Disney a second chance for us because there's so many of them.
Correct.
That we want to say, all right, do we go back to a place that we've done before and it wasn't great, but we want to give it a second chance? Or do we go to a place that we haven't done before and get a brand new review?
Correct.
And that's why I'm really glad that we went back here because it was really good. The meatballs were outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember liking them last time.
Okay.
Pork schnitzel was very good. And that gravy was unbelievable. It was super salty in a good way. Had a ton of flavor. Like it was made with a real like deep, dark roux. The slice, the carving station with the pork.
Yeah, I didn't get
was
that.
Cooked. Yes, you did because you gave me half of yours.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. It was cooked.
I'm telling you, I ate all the meats.
I know.
Ugh.
It was cooked perfectly. Like you said, the kibasa was good. The sausage was good. The beer cheese soup
really,
and the pretzels, the desserts. Like, I really, really enjoyed it this time around. There wasn't much that I think, the rotisserie chicken, I don't think we talked about, I had, was
I
cooked
have
perfection.
I don't think I had that one.
Super tender, super moist, had great seasoning and all on the outside. For me personally, this was a much better experience, quality and freshness-wise, than it was when we went last time. So, you know, we will certainly look at giving places a second chance if maybe we don't love them the first time. And I'm very glad that we ended up back up here because of how good it actually was.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it was heightened by having the full shows back and, you know, and dancing and stuff like that. But I mean,
no, the food was good.
The food was good.
It was just good, period.
It was. So I'm so glad we went back. They do have a extensive, of course, German beer and wine menu.
Yep.
We decided to partake in their liquor menu, which only includes two.
Mm-hmm.
What are those?
There is a Jägermeister, and then there is a Baron Jäger.
Honey and bourbon. Tell me more, Rhonda. What is this Jägermeister that nobody who has been to college has heard of?
Oh, my God. It's so good. I love black licorice. Love it. And I think it tastes just like it.
Yes.
So I do not buy it for myself, but across the street, Russ usually always has some. I love a Jäger shot every once in a while. Yep. It is fantastic.
But you and Amy kind of sipped.
Yeah. Amy and I got one.
Yep.
And we kind of cheersed and probably, what would you call it, half shot it, where you just sipped half of it. And gosh, it's just so good. And then, you know, a little while later, we drank the rest of it. So we didn't like shoot it. And I just never in college also never, that was never a go to.
It Jägermeister?
Was unfortunately, it was like Goldschlager.
I was just going to say, and for it, the ages, if you know,
yeah.
With our ages in college years being in the late 90s, Goldschlager was the go-to because you thought you were so fancy.
Yeah. And so I'm happy because Jägermeister has never been sick or anything to me. So I absolutely love a shot of that every once in a while. So, yeah.
Yeah, I went ahead and had the honey and bourbon.
And it's a shot, correct?
It is, but I did the same thing. I basically just sipped it. You know, like, it was just the three of us that got those. Everybody else got some beverages. Yeah, Mark and Figgy had the grapefruit Schopenhofer for the first time.
They loved it. Well,
Mark got one. Yeah.
And then Figgy was like,
let me try that.
Yeah, let me try that. Yeah. So it was cute.
And they do both like a 16 and a 32 ounce, like, because Chuck got the 32 and had to like, you know, double hand it because that thing weighs a lot.
it's
like up at the Cinco de Mayo. Yeah. They do those giant beers. And I got that margarita the one time and you're like, I need help to lift this. Either that or you just put a straw in it. But this was such a wonderful experience.
It was.
This was so cool. We'll move on and just talk a little bit about, you know, this getting us and securing us the 5:30 showing for Blue October, which a big thank you to everyone who came because that was the initial reason that we all gathered from Wonderland Crew was, me wanting to see Blue October. I know you do too, but this is a tradition. Much like the Candlelight Processional, Neil Patrick Harris. You know, last year we had to trade him for Josh Gad.
Mm-hmm.
Hope he's not mad at us. And I believe this was our fourth or fifth time seeing Blue October at the festival. They used to do Eat to the Beat. They now do Garden Rocks. And I just put that out there. And I was like, hey, listen, you guys know I love Blue October. You know I don't shut up talking about them. If anybody would like to come out and see them that same weekend, let's make a whole weekend out of it. And we'll do a dining package and everybody can see this band that we absolutely love. And they did. And people came. And that was just the coolest thing. I mean, you know, nobody else had really heard them. I mean, I tried to force some songs on them, but I don't know how much they listened to.
Right.
I even made a playlist and I was like, I think these are the songs they could potentially play, you know, being at Disney and Epcot. So if you want to listen, you want to. And like Rachel showed up and she's like, I didn't listen, man. I kind of want it to be a surprise. And so we went, we got our seating, and we were, about three rows back?
Something like that.
I got on the aisle, which thank you for saving me that seat. Did not get my hug, but it was awesome. And I think everybody really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And when that show was over, again, I appreciate y'all very much because I had said before I wanted to see every show. But as the day goes on and I'm hanging out with our awesome friends, I'm like, man, you know, I don't want to miss out on everybody. And, you know, maybe I'll see the first show and then, you know, maybe we do something. Like, let's just see how it plays out. And I will say after that first show, I looked at you and I was like, I'm not leaving. Like, I'm getting back in line.
Bye-bye.
I was like, if you or anybody would like to join me, you are welcome to. And you're like, nah, peace out. We're going to Cosmic.
Well, because we were called and
I know.
We all just wanted to. And I just.
And I don't blame any of them.
I really wanted to enjoy and hang out with Chuck and Amy and all them. And so I just was like,
well, and one of the questions, I mean, if you are a big fan of one of the bands that is playing, the big question I get, and again, I haven't seen multiple sets by everybody else, but I can tell you from the experience with this band is that each set is not exactly the same. It is going to, for example, if they're playing eight songs in the first set, in the second set, they play eight songs. They only repeated two of them.
Mm-hmm.
In the third set, they did a combination of the first and second set.
Okay.
So I saw on Friday night the 5:30 show, the 6:45 show, and then the, 8 o'clock show.
Mm-hmm.
On the second night, I saw the 5:30 show, the 6:45 show, which got rained out about a song or two early, and then they did not play the 8 p.m. show. So I did see technically every show they played.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, you know, it was just such a cool experience. And I had to get out each time and I had to go back and get in a standby line. And it was neat to see the same people. It was definitely a crowd of fans. I don't know how many people were just wandering in, like, who is this band? In fact, when the 5:30 show, I don't think so either, which is too bad. On Saturday when I got to the 5:30 show, I walked in and it was funny because the guy looked over at me and he goes, "Oh, hey, guy that went to all three shows last night." And I was just like laughing. And then I was like, well, wait, that means that he went to all three because he saw me at all three. So saw multiple of the same people.
He had a little stalker.
Who?
The guy that watched you at every
single
show.
Well, no, but I noticed people that I recognized on all three show. There was a young girl in a wheelchair that sat in the same spot for all
different.
Five shows. There was a family that was basically in front of me almost, had very similar seating for all five shows with three young kids. They're all wearing Blue October shirts from the last tour.
That's cute.
Or current tour, because they probably saw them already this year. I saw several people over and over again, made a few friends, which was really cool. And I'll just share one moment that was super cool. And because I had a ton of them, but nobody wants to hear about it. And I understand that. And that's fine. But this one moment was amazing because not only does it show my love for this band and their singer, Justin, but for cast members as well. It was the Saturday 5:30 showing. And I was sitting back a little bit further. I'd found this great spot in front of a tree on the aisle. And I'm watching. And the whole time, a lot of people are running out into the aisleways and they're trying to take photos. And there's cast members positioned and they have to quickly say, no, you know, I mean, that's like a fire hazard. You need to move aside.
Mm-hmm.
And so sitting there during this show, and there is one big fan in particular, Christy, that is there for all the shows. And a young girl walked out that had Down syndrome and was standing in the middle, and could tell was a little lost. And her dad starts to come behind her, and Christy looked over and said, would you like to come sit with me where I am? Like, I'm right. Cause the cast members are like looking like we're going to have to move people and all. So you could tell the girl was a little bit distraught and troubled. And it's kind of like, you know, probably like stranger danger.
Yeah.
And the cast member walks up and was just like, why don't you come down here? And brought her down front to like the third row. And Justin, the lead singer, saw all of this occur while he's playing. And made a point for the rest of the show to kind of like make eye contact with her, to make her feel comfortable.
That's
like
awesome.
Happy being there. It was so cool. And there's a story like that for every single performance that they did. And it was just awesome. Who wants to talk about more food? Where did we go for breakfast?
I'm full from
on Saturday
beer
morning.
Garden stuff.
Thanks to Rachel for this one.
Yes. Thank you, Rachel. We went to Trails Inn Restaurant. And this was, I guess, back and ending, unfortunately.
So here's the crazy part. Rachel,
we had no idea.
I completely forgot. Like, I knew. I'd seen this information and I forgot. And Rachel was like, I've never eaten breakfast there. I really want to go. And I don't think I was realizing because it is going to close and wanted to experience it. We went there, honestly, I think it was our 10th anniversary when we went to our first time spending without the kids at Disney.
Dinner.
No, we went to Trails Inn breakfast.
Oh, we did.
And, but it was buffet.
That's right. That's right. I do remember that now.
It was converted to family style
coming
out of COVID in the reopening. Why don't you talk a little bit about Trails Inn? It was funny because we're sitting there and over here next to us, them being like, oh, that's weird. You know, this is going to be gone and all. And I was like, huh. And then as our waitress was giving us the final bill, she was like, thank you for dining with us one last time. And during this portion, we all started to realize that Disney had taken the closing date off of the website.
They did.
So there was a lot of confusion. And I would find out the next day or two on social media that people were still like, so is it closing? Is it not? Like, I posted photos of the food, and Scott Gustin, who is one of the greatest followers on Twitter for Disney news and updates, he DM'd me and was like, did they officially say that it was closing to you guys?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, they did. And he's
and
like,
tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Like, he's like, tomorrow. So we went there Saturday.
Yep.
They were closing after dinner on Sunday.
Yep.
What is the cost of this? What did we have?
So this is the main reason too why we went. Because when Rachel asked if we wanted to go, first of all, I was like, well, is everybody else going? And she said yes. And then it was only $22.99 per adult, which, again, it's just me and Jeremy now. So I'm like, all right, I'm talking $45.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, we can do that, you know, for breakfast. And then I'm thinking, I don't know when we're going to eat again. Because if I'm anything like Beer Garden. But no, I was really good. And you first come, she brings out a pastry basket. And I'm trying to remember. I think I ate one bite because I just, that bread, I'm like, okay, I don't want to be sick. I want a Mickey waffle.
Yeah, there were cinnamon rolls. There were croissants. There was like a multigrain croissant.
That's right. You gave me literally, you cut off a bite from the cinnamon bun.
And, and like anything, Amy is gluten-free. They will bring her her own. And with everything that we did, you know, even going back to Beer Garden, of course, they give an entire gluten, you know, menu to her.
Yes. And by the way,
special needs to be prepared, they will prepare it. Right. They will bring out their own plates, whatever they need to do. It's really unbelievable.
Give her a menu too, what she can eat off of there. But when they did bring like the gluten desserts and stuff for Beer Garden, had some really good stuff. In fact, the guy was like, "Do you want another?" And she was like, "No." And it was all wrapped up. And I'm like, "Yes, yes, she does." Because I'm like, she can eat that later. Yeah. Like that's, you know, when your allergy, like that, sometimes it is nice to, you know, go, all right, well now we're sitting somewhere else together and I might can't have this or I might not like this, but I've got something in my purse that's really good. So it was super funny because I was like, yes, Amy needs another one. And she gladly took it. But yeah, so they give out a pastry basket. Her pastry basket, though, at Trails End was a little hard.
Literally.
Very dense.
Yeah, literally.
Like a rock. Poor
hard
thing.
Hard pastries.
Yeah. I think she got one thing, though, that she liked. Yeah. But she was fine with that because she was getting her own Mickey waffles, which she did like those.
Yeah.
And then, of course, she can have everything else that was in. And they bring her. The next thing was yogurt parfait. She could have the yogurt without the granola. So they'd basically bring her that. And then they brought us with yogurt with the granola.
Yeah, and fresh fruit on it, like a strawberry yogurt. How'd you like it?
I didn't taste it. No, I let you.
Loves parfait. It was delicious. It was actually.
I didn't want to hurt myself.
It was an absolutely delicious parfait. Like it is something that I would again. You don't. I took a bite or two because I'm like, well, I got to taste it, but I don't want to take up the family style platter.
Well,
of, you know, meats and potatoes that's going to come. So it was like. But it's something that, you know, so they're basically when they reopen Trails Inn, and we just found this out today that Fort Wilderness is going to become the DVC portion. They're
Woo-hoo!
Going to be replacing cabins and putting in DVC cabins, and Trails
I'm
Inn is going to
that.
Convert. I don't think you need to take out the standard cash room cabins. There is land. Reflections is probably done for and gone. Why can't we take that budgeting money and all and move it over and expand and add additional DVC cabins instead of taking away so many of these old school ones? Because I believe there's going to be 350 that they're replacing. I think there's 4 or 5 or so total currently. So it sounds like they are leaving some. So would you not rather have expand this entire area and actually replace those? Because it has that old school feel. These new ones look very, very modern. And it's going to be interesting to see how they fit.
Well, they needed to remove them or fix them, and they can't. So that's probably why they're removing them. Like, you can't, like, they're old. Like, the beds are all in one room, and...
That's a very valid point as far as the bed setup. I think that could totally be updated and changed. But I wonder if they could have done it and converted. Maybe instead of doing a full replacement. I'm sure they'll be nice. I just would have liked to see additional units as opposed to taking so many units away, if that makes sense.
Maybe they'll fix them and then bring them back. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. So Trails Inn is going to turn into a quick service, which I actually do think is probably very well needed there.
Yes.
You know, I don't know how many people are doing the full sit downs and stuff when you have full kitchens, either in your RV or, you know, in your cabin or wherever it may be. But let's move on to the skillet. The main attraction, what was in this? What did you like? What did you maybe not like so much? Because I think we all had the same opinion.
So you had Mickey waffles, your sausage, bacon, brisket scrambled eggs, and a cheesy potato casserole. I liked everything except the brisket scrambled eggs just because, unfortunately, they seemed a little dry.
Yeah, agree completely.
But the cheesy potato casserole was fantastic. Of course, the Mickey waffles are amazing. I really like the sausage. Of course, Disney bacon is always good. But that was really good. And I just had to tell myself not to eat too much because I didn't want to hurt again. So,
Well, I think we forgot to mention something with the pastry basket that came on the side that you decided utilize with the Mickey waffles, which to me was an absolute game changer. What was that?
Yeah, so when the pastry basket, and this was nice because Amy could eat it too, they brought down butter, but it was not just any butter. It was a strawberry butter. And anytime I eat Mickey waffles, period, I never use syrup. I just don't like it. I think the Mickey waffle itself is amazing, and I just want butter. But this strawberry butter, holy crap, that was fantastic.
It was so good. I really like that. Waffle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't tend to eat Mickey waffles. I'm just not a waffle or pancake guy, and this I could not get enough of.
Yep.
If you ever want to truly recreate Mickey waffles at home, it's golden malted that you can get on Amazon. You can order that mix, and then, of course, you can get that little Mickey waffle maker that literally does the small ones in the parks, or just get one of the ones that makes bigger Mickey waffles.
I started to say, you on, well, Shop Disney, actually, you can
It sells it still?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, and it makes, what, six at a time, actually. Yes. So it's really, it's almost like what they have there in the parks. It's just kind of decorated for home. But I'm sad to see this go. Yeah, the cheesy potato casserole, it was, to me, very much like what you get at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
And it is delicious. Like,
Rachel asked for more.
Yeah, she got more. And that was one of those I had to keep, like, picking at. I was like, I'm full. I'm not going to eat anymore. And then my fork would all of a sudden pick up more. But yeah, I agree. The only real downfall was the brisket scrambled eggs. They were overcooked, I think, and dry. And it's not like, you know, if you took Disney standard scrambled eggs, which I actually really like in these breakfast platters, and you chopped up that brisket from Roundup Rodeo, these could have been pretty freaking awesome.
Yep.
All right, let's move on, and we're going to thank Chuck and Amy for this one for inviting us to BOMA Flavors of Africa.
Breakfast.
Breakfast. If you go all the way back to episode 210, back in the vault, we did BOMA dinner. We had one bad thing to say about it, and that was the pickled watermelon rind. But we tried every other item on that buffet and had zero bad things, I believe, to say about any of them. You know, you're in Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. Talk a little bit about some of our normal bullet points before we get into the atmosphere and food.
Yeah, so BOMA is in Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, but it is at Jumbo House. It is not in Kidani. And it is African American. It is a buffet. You do get your annual pass discount for 10% off and your Visa, Disney Visa, 10%. Your times are breakfast at 7:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And then dinner is 5 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And yes, this does completely change over.
Yeah. There's not one of those portions. Like, you look at like a Tusker House where there's a lunch.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, you know, if you go at 11:20, you get a change, which I do want to do when we go to Tusker House. We need to do that little hack. Is if just say they run to 11:30 and I'm not sure of their times, let's try and get like 11:15 and have the change over to a lunch and try and get both. But
okay,
what is the pricing on here? Because this blew my mind. And it was another one of those where, you know, we were like, all right, we're already set down for Beer Garden. We already sat down for Trails Inn breakfast. Are we really going to fit in and financially get a third sit-down meal? And then I saw the pricing, and we were like, oh, yeah, we got that.
Yeah, it's only $35 per adult, plus tax and gratuity, and then, of course, 10% off. So if you're not getting alcoholic drinks for breakfast, it's a great deal because we did. I'm going to go ahead and spoiler alert. We did. Just one each just to obviously work and try. But yeah, I mean, all in, you know, you're talking with that over a little over 100. So
yeah, and that was with the drinks. What drink did you get? Because this is now your shrimp and grits of drinks. Is that fair to say?
Sure. I got an espresso martini because I wanted coffee. So, and then I was like, all right, well, I'll try this. And it was good. I just, unfortunately, I hate to say it like this because I feel like maybe it was just somebody that was making it was a little off, I feel like. But it wasn't as good as I've had prior.
As in the day before?
Yeah, I started to say, where were we?
Art and
I
Smith. Had it.
Yes. That was fantastic.
Yeah. And we just went there and sat down for a drink.
Yep.
Shout out to Amanda, our bartender. She was amazing.
Yeah.
Got to chat with her, and that was really cool. I had the Honeybee, which was a honey and bourbon kind of breakfast cocktail. It was very good. Had the fancy little dehydrated orange mm-hmm. in it, which I always appreciate those. So food, there is so much. And if you just go out to the website, you just get a very small portion of the listing. So I actually stole Amy's allergy menu from her because it lists every single item and then it shows the allergens. So I want to kind of go through these because it actually walks you through each of the stations.
Oh.
And give me opinions on things that you had. And if you didn't have it, that's fine. And we're going to start with the creamy pap, which is basically a version of grits, correct?
It was good.
How was that?
It was really
good. You're
a grit
girl.
Yeah, I think I didn't realize there was butter until the very end, and I should have. But I got those twice. They were really good.
Oh, did you really?
I did.
Yeah. I think I actually might have gone back a second time because I added some stuff to it.
Yeah, I think the second time I had Rachel pass me and I had some butter, some pepper and stuff and seasoned them a little bit, but they were fantastic.
Yeah.
I liked them a lot.
I absolutely loved them. We'll move on to the chakalaka, which was that almost like little stew of tomatoes.
Yeah.
And that's what I ended up putting on the grits or the creamy pap the second time around. Now, what Amy really loved, we did not try, is the oak grilled aroma tomatoes and asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a turkey bobotai, which was like that scramble with turkey and veggies in it.
Oh, that was super good.
Almost like a quiche, wasn't it?
Oh, wait.
Yeah, that was in that first station, like a quiche.
Yeah, that was super good.
I loved that.
Yeah, it was really good.
There's a carved ham.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get that, though.
I got that on second or third time around.
Oh, my
goodness.
And they're
carving it fresh, and you're watching them like, literally, I'm just kind of like smoke and wood fire it.
Mm-hmm.
This was super delicious. Reminds you of Easter. You move on. They have some sambal and some boma mustard, which you can put on any of these items. And this is what we love about this place is that same thing with you go to dinner. There's very adventurous flavors, but they don't force them upon you.
No.
It's not like, hey, here's sambal ham.
Right.
It's just, here's carved ham. It's pretty traditional. It's pretty American. If you want to take it up a notch and give it that African flair, we have some sambal or we have some boma mustard, which I love that they do that. Steel cut oatmeal, which included a whole bar, which was brown sugar and honey, raisins, and banana chips. Did you try the oatmeal at all?
No, I did not. Like, there was
not
two separate
on that.
There was two separate kinds.
Yeah. Was there really?
Yeah.
Oh. So if you like oatmeal, this is the place to go.
It was like steel cut, and then it was something else. And if it's on there.
Oh, you're right. No, steel cut, and then coconut steel cut.
Yeah.
Good call. Look at your brain. All right. We move on to our hot station. Sausage.
Mmm, so good. I had two of those.
Always good, right?
Mmm, so good.
I like this. The Afritude potato tots.
Oh, yeah. Those were just regular tater tots.
They were so
I didn't need them.
Good.
Because I wanted other things.
They were the quintessential tater tot, where the inside is still super, like, tender and soft. The outside is extra crispy.
Wasn't wasting my calories.
Perfect amount of salt. They were so. This was my. What am I going to pick off my plate while I fill my plate? So both times I went, I got three of them, and then I would just pick one up and eat it while I was waiting to get. Because sometimes you have to wait. It was busy.
Mm.
I was hungry. All right. Next, we're going to move on to the sweet plantains.
Oh, I had like two or three of those.
They were delicious.
So good.
Perfectly cooked. Perfectly seasoned.
Oh, so good.
Then they're going to give you basically a little pancake bar that's going to include regular pancakes.
Mickey waffles.
Yes, Mickey waffles.
And Simba.
And Simba waffles.
Mm-hmm.
Your hot syrup. Also, on certain days, they're going to give you pancakes with blueberries and pancakes with chocolate chips.
Oh, yeah, now, I saw those.
We saw all three that day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Scrambled eggs. Which I actually love the Disney scrambled eggs. I have no idea if they're real. I have no idea if they're powdered.
I don't care.
I love them. But I went right past those because next to them was scrambled eggs with spinach, tomato, and feta.
Oh, yeah. I had that too.
Those were delicious.
Fantastic.
Do you know what's on the opposite days that we missed out on?
What?
Scrambled eggs with chives. Does not say if this goat has been drinking, but goat cheese.
We have to go back.
I know. That is available on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
Maybe we should, I don't know.
Are you talking about this weekend? I will explode.
Maybe we should go back instead of Rainforest.
Oh my goodness, Rhonda. Next is a pre-made omelet area.
Oh yeah, that was super cool.
Which has Western omelet, ham and cheese omelet, and a cheese omelet. Mm-hmm. I had the Western omelet.
Oh, you did?
I actually thought it was very good.
Nice.
So go ahead and pick up one of those. Then we have a cold station, which includes pre-cooked bacon. There is an avocado papaya grapefruit salad.
That was weird, but I tried it.
I think it was weird.
It was weird. The avocado was fantastic.
Yeah. The grapefruit and papaya felt like it might have been canned.
It might have been.
So just, I don't know. There was something about it I didn't love, but the avocado was delicious. Yeah. There's a mixed fruit salad. There's grapes, watermelon. There's watermelon slices with mint pistachio crumb. How did you like that? Did you get that one?
I don't think I ate that one either.
I got it. It was a nice combination of that. So go back to Roundup Rodeo. And what they were calling their watermelon mint
salad.
I think
that's why I didn't.
And we missed the mint in that.
Yeah.
This actually had it.
Nice.
This is what they could probably maybe do over at Roundup Rodeo.
Okay.
More parfait. We passed by that.
I did not get that.
How did you like the deviled eggs with smoked salmon?
Oh, I had two of those.
Really? Did you really?
So good.
Okay. Talk about those because I don't tend to do deviled eggs because of the mustard component.
Salmon was so minute, in my opinion, that it wasn't overpowering and bad. That's what I was afraid of. That's why I got another one because it was so good.
Nice.
It just made it really good.
Then they have hard-boiled eggs, which can't go wrong, but don't waste your time on that. Then they have some sliced cheeses, salami, and ham, which is hard for me to pass up, so I got some.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was exactly what you're expecting, but I went ahead and got a piece of each. Then we go into an entire bakery section.
Yes, with sticky buns.
Sticky
buns
and
cinnamon
rolls. I
think Rachel ate three of them.
Oh, my goodness. They were like, it was pecans.
They were good. I got one, too.
Did you? You like them?
Yes, very much. I was kidding. I really don't know how many she ate, but she loves them.
Yeah. We took two cinnamon rolls home to the girls.
We did.
They have a French toast bread pudding and a vanilla sauce. Talk to me about that.
So good. I ate that.
It was one of my favorite things, I think, on the entire buffet.
It was so freaking good. Yeah.
Like, that's one of those where if you went back, like, let's just say...
why don't we do that instead of...
Are you saying that again? You really want to go back here instead of Rainforest?
Do you really want to go to Rainforest where Lacey threw up?
Okay, you can't put that out there like that. It had nothing to do with the actual Rainforest food, and it wasn't breakfast. We need to be right there at Animal Kingdom. I know we'd be at Animal Kingdom Lodge for the 25th anniversary of Animal Kingdom on Saturday and our 17th anniversary. And Earth Day, we're going to be right there. I bumped up breakfast a little bit so that we can be done and in the park in time for opening.
Okay.
They had Danishes, breakfast muffins, croissants, bagels, butter, cream cheese, jellies, jams, peanut butter, chocolate hazelnut spread.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't find something on this breakfast buffet, because this is not the same as doing the family style over at, you know, Trails Inn, which of course is closing. This is not the same as doing a family style. Yeah. Trying to think what else, like Ohana.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to compare this, see, I can't compare this to Cape May Cafe. I think both are outstanding in their own ways. Cape May has the characters. I think Animal Kingdom Lodge and Boma have the setting. I do think that the food and the variety overall is better over here at Boma, but Cape May is wonderful as well. So we're really getting in the breakfast game. Like, we've been reviewing some breakfast, which is why we got to do Rainforest Cafe.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you're going to get some sort of shrimp and grits item.
I feel like there should be another.
It is
Tusker
based
House.
On, I can look. I can try mouse
like,
dining.
What else have we not done inside Animal Kingdom for breakfast?
Listen, I can look if there's a Tusker House available.
Maybe you should use mouse dining.
I could use mouse dining. Tell me more. Go to msmfriends.com and do those free alerts. Also, this was a lot of food.
It was fantastic.
It really was.
Go to every place except Trails Inn.
Well, yeah. And
go to Trails Inn when it's a quick service because I bet it'll be amazing.
Oh, I bet it's going to be awesome. We will be there to check it out when it reopens.
Yes, we will.
You know? Big, big shout out to everyone that joined us. Big shout out to Sharon for forcing me to go back to Beer Garden. To Rachel for setting up Trails End. To Chuck and Amy for setting up Boma. Because those are all things that we wouldn't have done this past weekend without them.
Yep.
And them kind of being like, hey, guys, you want to come?
Yep.
Let's do it. Big group. Everybody that joined us was so awesome. We had such a wonderful, wonderful time. We are now gearing up and packing for our anniversary weekend.
Take Lacey to gymnastics.
Take Lacey to gymnastics. So this weekend is going to include a stay at Delta by Marriott.
But what did you do today?
What did I do today? I went and got some tattoos, Rhonda.
Mm-hmm.
I finally
hurt
my... it's feeling better now. Like it hurt a little bit. The forearm can be sensitive in areas, but I finally got my Dr. Facilier hat with feather and all, and his little voodoo spirit coming out of it. And my favorite tattoo that is now currently on my body is of Raymond, and he is looking up and reaching towards his star Evangeline. And I love it.
You're
go
funny.
Out to Twitter. Go out to Instagram, go out to our Facebook group at, you know, Main ST Magic, and you can go ahead and see what they look like. Thank you for booking this for me, because we sat one night and you're like, I'm booking you a tattoo. And I was like, no, it's okay. It's okay. And you're like, no, literally I'm texting him now. We're going in 2 weeks.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. We'll be back in 2 weeks to get you all started additional items. But anyway, thank you all so much for listening. Again, a lot of cool content coming up. Including all the restaurants this weekend. I am so freaking excited for Narcoossee's. They have leveled and blown out the entire interior. They've redone everything. It looks beautiful. They have an incredible new menu.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard that they have a wonderful cocktail menu.
Ooh.
That is doing things that have not been done on Disney property before. So we'll see what we can find out there for all of you. Go ahead and hit subscribe. Get the brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Get extra content, wonderlandcrew.com. And of course, we would be super duper thankful if you could leave us a rating and review.
Because it helps our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World. So they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts. Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.